Today's topic is how to awaken your inner goddess, release the past, and return to love with Orion Talmai.
Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we interview women executives, leaders, and entrepreneurs.
And you're listening to the Well Woman Show,
where motivated women achieve fulfillment and well-being.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
Take time for myself by coming to things like Well Woman drinks.
To be accepting of myself no matter what. Step away from judgment as much as possible.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show.
You're going to be in for a good ride. I don't regret anything. Everything I've ever done, I've learned from it, one way or another, good or bad.
Being a little bit selfish for yourself, you know, put your own oxygen mask on first and then give what's left.
I'm a woman. I would prefer to tell my own story. My story, though it's very personal, is universal.
You're listening to the Well Woman Show. And now your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hi, Giovanna Rossi here, and welcome to another episode of The Well Woman Show, where I interview women leaders, executives, and entrepreneurs about their lives and their road to becoming and being who they are today. Are you feeling burned out or finding it hard to focus on your goals? Or are you in transition? Well, you're not alone. We all need to activate our superpowers. These are the internal strengths and abilities we all already have, but don't use all the time. Superpowers can be cultivated, and they include empathy, love, intuition, courage, and more. As always, this episode is brought to you by Well Woman Life, a global community of women living our best lives. Whether it's your health, relationships, your money, or making an impact in your community and the world, Well Woman Life has you covered. You've made a commitment to not settle, to use your voice, and to live your best life. Well Woman Life offers annual memberships, workshops, and retreats to support you. Check out wellwomanlife.com/Facebook to join our growing community. Now back to the show. This week's episode is brought to you by the Well Woman Superpower Retreat, October 26th and 27th in Santa Fe, New Mexico at Sunrise Springs Resort. Join us to awaken and unleash your superpowers. And this is our third annual Superpower Retreat. It's a really fabulous time. It's one of those events where you really get a lot of quality time with not only the other people who are powerhouses at the retreat, but also the speakers. I don't know if you've been to events or conferences lately where you really don't get to interact that much with the speakers other than seeing them on stage. This is totally different. You really get to dive deep with them and with everybody at the retreat. So check out wellwomanlife.com/retreat for more information. Also, I've been using the Regent Bluetooth headphones from Sudio Sweden lately. It's SUDIOSweden.com. And these headphones are really beautiful. I wanted to tell you about them. They are offering my listeners a 15% discount if you go to studiosweden.com and purchase your headphones. You get a 15% discount with the discount code WELLWOMAN15, WELLWOMAN15. And I love the design. It's a Scandinavian design that combines high polished metal and matte surfaces. It's really cool. I'm wearing the their actual headphones on the head, and they are very comfortable. I really quite like them. So I've just been trying those out lately, and I wanted to share that with you in case you are in the market for new headphones. I would definitely check these out, studiosweden.com. And the link will also be in the show notes for this show, which you can find at wellwomanlife.com/podcast. And then the actual episode number for this show is wellwomanlife.com/082show. You can find it there too. Today's topic is how to awaken your inner goddess, release the past, and return to love. And hopefully by the end of the show, you'll be inspired to open up, experience forgiveness, and follow your desire for love. Now, when I talk to Orion Talmai, and I'll introduce her in just a minute, she really emphasized that this is not only for people trying to find a new partner, but it's also for people in a relationship who want to deepen their connection with their partner. So whatever stage you're in with your love and your partner, this is definitely a great episode for you. My guest today is Orion Talmai, a love coach and an international speaker. She works with successful high achievers and helps them unleash their feminine power and become a magnet for conscious relationships and love. She's also a contributor for Intent.com and the Huffington Post. And if you listened to my interview recently with Malika Chopra, she's the creator of Intent.com. And you can go back and listen to that interview. It was a couple episodes ago. In this episode, Orion and I talk about how we can love ourselves in order to attract love, how her love practice based on forgiveness, movement, and joy led her to find the love of her life, and how exercising the self-love muscle is an ongoing commitment. The free giveaway today is how to become a love magnet, and you can get it at wellwomanlife.com/082show. I really like this giveaway because it gives you very specific, actionable steps you can take right away to stop hunting for love and start attracting it. Two very different things. Before we begin, I want to let you know that this year's retreat is October 26th and 27th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I mentioned it at the beginning. I just want to mention it one more time. Go to wellwomanlife.com/retreat for more information. You can also join the conversation in the Well Woman Life community group at wellwomanlife.com/Facebook. Now to my interview with Orion Talmai. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to start by having you explain to my listeners, what are you working on and how does it impact women's lives and well-being?
I am working on helping women awaken their inner goddess. I usually work with the alpha types. And I help them awaken that amazing part of them that is being suppressed, living in a man's world, so they can stop looking for love in all the wrong places and attract their soulmate.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Definitely want to dig into this. And what do you mean by living in a man's world? Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, especially for us women, entrepreneurs, strong leaders, there is so much to do. We definitely are using a lot of our masculine traits. And when I say masculine, feminine, it's just talking about the energies and the polarity in the energy. So we use a lot of that focused, directed, conquering, strong, logical energy to move through life, where there is a part of us that it feels like a deep breath. It feels like flow. It feels like ease. It feels like fun and childlike energy. That part of us sometimes gets pushed aside. The part that of us taking care of ourselves. The part of us that doesn't feel so stressed. That feels more like a goddess. Is being suppressed because many women, including me in the past, looked at this part as a vulnerable, weak, and almost unwanted part. Because I myself did not want to be perceived as weak, or I didn't want to get hurt. Mm. So eventually, at some point in my life, I shut down that part of myself.
Mm. Yes, I completely hear what you're saying. And I want to pick up on something else you said in the introduction about looking for love in all the wrong places. And that seems to be it's something that I hear a lot about. And I certainly also did that in my early years. What do you mean by that? What are you talking about there?
So I was coaching a client of mine a couple of days ago, and she's this beautiful, tall, blonde, super successful, amazing, sweet, and she's very driven in her career. She's very into like just focusing on her career, but she's eventually got to the conclusion that she wants to find the relationship of her dreams. And she says, well, you know what? I am going to be traveling with Oprah Winfrey and I'm going to be surrounded with women. So I can't find a guy and I'm not a drinker. So I can't really go to bars and meet a guy there. And so there's always this idea of where am I going to find that person? How am I going to get to that exact place where he is so I can show up and just say, hey, hello, this is me. Look at me. Look at me. Or I'll go and I'll seduce him and hunt him. So that hunting energy, that idea of I need to find him, I need to hunt him, that's a problem with many in many cases. And so when I say looking for love in all the wrong places, it's not going to be a place, a physical place, and it's not going to be something outside of yourself. The place to look for love starts from the inside. So you become a magnet for love rather than a hunter.
Okay, and that is basically the core of what your work and your approach in your work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. This is it. This is it. I believe in increasing our vibration, so it's a match for our ideal partner. I believe in, because when we change our internal world, the world around us change. Mm-hmm. Your soulmate can sit near you. It can talk to you. You can go on a date, but if you are not in the right state of mind, you won't even see him for who he is. You're not going to give him a chance, or you're going to repel him because you where you are mentally is not the same vibrational match to his at that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Walk us through a little bit of your method, because I think this is very interesting for a lot of women listening who have been so focused on their career and other parts of their lives. And then they sort of wake up and they're like, oh, I need to find that relationship too. And then they set about it in a sort of very type A personality way. And like, I'm going to go find this now. And what would you say to that? And what would be some of the first steps that you would recommend?
Some of the first steps that I would recommend will be forgiveness. Forgiving yourself for whatever happened. Dropping those baggages of blame, shame, and guilt, and really embracing who you are so you can open your heart for love. And also when I say forgiveness is forgiving the people that hurt you. And even going so far as asking for forgiveness from them. I know it sounds counterintuitive. And when you do that, you are taking ownership for your part in attracting, engaging, communicating with that person that hurt you. Because from a place of ownership, you can move on in a stronger way. So by forgiving, you open your heart and you release the past and you return to love, because mm-hmm. you are love. Love is who you are. That's your core essence. And we are connecting to self-love, body love, loving what you have, connecting to a place of gratitude. You're increasing your vibration and you're showing up in the world in a different way. And you see the world through different filters. And another amazing practice that I love to coach my ladies to do is connecting to their bodies through central movement, awakening that part of them that is awakening that base chakra, that kundalini energy, that feminine essence that every woman has. That part of you that feels so juicy and sexy and alive. And a lot of it can happen through movement. Plus, we store a lot of trauma in our bodies. Mm. So deep tissue massage, or if you go to somebody who's a healer, who does deep tissue massage with some energetic work, that can really help moving the trauma from the body. So lymphocyzing the body, moving the body in a sensual way, touching your body while you're moving, dancing when nobody's looking, just put on a song and start moving really slowly, sensually, and touch your body, embrace your body, thank your body, accept every little part of your body. That's really, really important, because when we love and accept ourselves, we give permission to other people to love and accept us.
Mm-hmm. And this is, Orion, this is not just for romantic love and relationships, right? This actually is the foundation of all relationships? Or do you mostly just focus on romantic?
I mean, I focus on romantic because it really helps a lot of women, but I also work with women who are in relationships. And yes, it does, because it's like, how many times do we need to practice self-love? Should we practice it a day and then forget about it for the rest of our lives?
Right.
We need to, it's like going to the gym. You have to keep training that muscle over and over again. And so many women are in such a bad shape when it comes to developing the self-love muscle. And they really need to get themselves into a regime of looking at themselves in the mirror and saying, I love you, and awakening that part of them. Because if you're going to neglect it, nobody else is going to awaken it. It starts with you. And just by having that awareness, I bet I'm already like planting seeds in the minds of the listeners. Mm.
Yeah.
They're like, wait, what? Can I have so much fun too? Is it okay to love myself too? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Totally.
What about women who are closed in a way that it's just really, really a struggle to open up and to do that? What would you say to women? Because I know I've talked to, quite a few women who are looking for relationships, and it seems that they try different things and it's just a struggle. It's just a constant struggle.
Yeah. Well, it can be because some people are attached to their struggle. It becomes a part of their identity. Who am I without my struggle? Who am I without my depression? Who am I without my hardship? That can be one. And two is they haven't tried everything. People say, oh, I tried everything. But in reality, they tried one thing over and over again, or two things, or three things. There is so much information out there. And it starts with desire. If you truly have the desire to be awakened, you will find the right teachers. The knowledge will come on your path. Mm-hmm. You will take the right classes. You will connect to the right mentors. You will connect with me if you like. And that will help that person open up. Now, when I was in a very dark time in my life after going through an abusive relationship where I couldn't look at myself in the mirror without crying, and I hated myself, and I was hitting rock bottom, and I was carrying a shield that was so thick that I couldn't date anybody for more than, I don't know, a few dates. But I had the desire to learn, and it doesn't even have to cost money. Go and just find joy. Look for joy. Our purpose in life is to have fun, is to have joy. From a place of fun and joy, everything opens up. So go look at funny YouTube videos. There is so much free information on Google. But I also see that when a person actually invests the money and and pay for the learning, they are more committed. Mm. That's what I've done. I paid for thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars for the best to learn from the best in the world, because I had the desire to change. It starts with desire.
Mm. Yeah, I totally relate to that. And I think that when you focus on that, it can take a long time and it can be really scary, and it takes you to a place that, you know, sometimes you don't really want to face those things, and you do get over it and you come out the other side. So I just want to encourage listeners, if you're thinking, yeah, I really want to take this on, I want to get really deep and really real. It's a journey for sure, but it is such a worthwhile journey.
It's not going to happen in a day, but if you're going to do one little thing every day, eventually, looking back, you won't believe it, the person you became. You won't believe it, how amazing you feel. And it's about persistence. It's about getting outside of your comfort zone. It takes courage. I do a lot of shadow work with women where I help them embrace their shadow side, so it's not in the way. Mm. So it's a lot. It has to do with self-acceptance, like accepting everything. It has to do with feeling and accepting all your emotions and moving through.
Okay, that's a great segue here to our segment called Superpowers for Success. Now it's time for our segment called Superpowers for Success. But first, a quick word from our sponsor, which is Studio Headphones, which you can find at studiosweden.com. And if you use WellWoman15, you'll get your 15% discount. I wanted to talk a little bit about the headphones just because I have just started using them, and I'm using the Regent Premium On-Ear model. There's really great clarity and well-balanced sound. There's a 24-hour active battery life and 20 days of standby life, and you can take them with you wherever you're going, or you can use them at home. They're really versatile. And they look great, you know, which I really like that. I like that they look nice. It's this like Scandinavian design, combination of high polished metal and matte surfaces. And it's just really lovely. The link is also in the show notes today. So check that out at wellwomanlife.com/podcast. You can find the episode that we're on today there. And again, go to Studio. That's Studio Sweden.com, and use WellWoman15 to get your 15% discount. Now back to the show. And I want to ask you a few quick questions here, Orion. The first one is, what does success in life mean to you?
Success is waking up in the morning, feeling like you have so much to achieve and feeling excited about your day. And being in gratitude for what you have.
Hmm. And when did you know you were really good at what you do?
I have testimonials. Sometimes I don't know if I'm good at what I do, but other people tell me that I do. So I'm like, yay! Or I can see them. Like, I can see the transformation. I can feel the transformation. I see them changing. I see them attracting their soulmate. I see them changing direction. Then I don't know if I'm good at what I do, but I'm good at connecting to source and allow that to channel through me.
Okay. And what is a personal habit that contributes to your own well-being, like a daily personal habit?
Things app.
What's that?
There's an app, it's called Things.
Oh, spell it.
Things. Things.
Okay.
Yeah, Things. And I just love it. It helps me organize my day and all my to-do lists and help me keep sanity. Mm. I also have a practice of, I do some NLP meditations, guided meditations.
NLP is?
Neuro-linguistic programming.
Yeah.
And I really love to do a few minutes of gratitude. That's really helpful. When I'm feeling like I'm disoriented and I'm a little bitter, I just go into gratitude. And in 5 minutes or less, I'm almost in tears for everything that I have, and in gratitude for everything that I have. And gratitude is so powerful, because the more you're grateful for something that you have, the more the universe is going to provide more of that.
And when you do your gratitude practice, is this written or just you think it through in your head?
I'm thinking it through in my head, and I'm thinking, what am I grateful for? I'm thinking about what are moments in my life that I'm proud of? What are people in my life that I'm proud of? What are some funny moments that I can bring and stack it into my present day? What are some things that I'm grateful for from the future? Things that are going to happen in the future that I'm going to be grateful for.
Great. Yeah. Gratitude practice is so important. And also I just, think it's really wonderful when we get to a point where we have a daily practice where no matter what's happening, we have tools to turn to and use in the moment so that it doesn't take over and end up being a real negative, you know, impact in our day, but we can actually respond in the moment with whatever tools we have.
Do you have a practice?
So yeah, definitely. I mean, for this particular example that we're talking about where you need it in the moment, it is, I do Byron Katie's The Work. So it's,
oh, I love her.
Yeah. I just interviewed her.
Oh my God, she's awesome.
Yeah. So it's, you know, turning it around and loving what is. And so that definitely brings in gratitude, but of course,
you know, my husband and I, when something bad happened, we're like, what's the gift in it? What's the gift in it? It's like stop coaching me. Stop coaching me.
I love it because it really is. It's so powerful. So my next question is, what superpower did you discover you had only to realize it was there all the time?
The way I relate to people. I've seen myself as small many, many times and as not worthy, and why would they want to hang out with me? And I wanted to be like everybody else, especially coming here to the US and being different, having my accent was thicker and my culture background was completely different. So I really wanted to fit the box and be like anybody, like everybody else. And I dimmed my light so much that I forgot what it's like to shine. And I think my greatest superpower is being me and my bubbly self and like relating to people on a soul level and pretty quickly. And spreading love, lighting people up, I think is my greatest superpower.
And since you brought up moving to this country, where did you move from?
From Israel.
Oh, okay. How long ago?
Oh, man. 14, 15 years.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quite a difference to get used to, and then to start a business here, too.
Yeah, but I lived in Japan before I moved to New York, so it was a double culture shock.
Oh, wow. And now you live in California.
Correct.
Okay, so what advice would you give your younger self? I don't know how old you are, but say what advice would you give yourself like 15, 20 years ago?
Acceptance. Self-acceptance. And just love yourself the way you are. Accept yourself just the way you are. And maybe my other advice that is connected to what I was just talking about will be who you are and don't try to fit other people's boxes. Just shine exactly as you are. And some people are going to like you and some people are not going to like you, but you want to hang out with the ones that do.
Yes, that's good advice. Okay, couple last questions here, Orion. Do you identify as a feminist?
I don't like to identify as a feminist because the feminist has this, I identify as a feminine goddess with a badass masculine side. That has nothing to do, like, the feminist is such a small box. It's like, it's just, when I think of a feminist, I'm thinking about a person that's burning the bra and just like going to war with everybody. And I think I appreciate the women that paved the way for us. But as for me, I want to have more peace in my life and more, I want to have that dance between masculine and feminine and shine as I am. I feel like feminists usually try to show up as I'm a better man than you are. And I just want to show up as I'm a beautiful woman, period. Inside out.
Yeah. It's so interesting how people answer this question so differently because of the of what the word means and what baggage the word has for different people. And so I just want to share that on this show, I define feminist as working for social, political, and economic equality among men and women. And so...
then yes, I am. But I won't go and like protest and scream and like put down other people, because I saw some of the lectures on the International Women's Day that from feminists on stage that I was like, ooh, that's a little too much, because it was a little too much for me. So I like to do it in a more loving way.
Yeah, it's always a difficult, it's always hard to think about fighting for what you want, but doing it in a loving way and being loving and not negative.
It's a gentle dance. There is a place for fighting. I just don't like to put myself, like I said, in that box of that word feminist.
Yeah.
But it's just a word.
So, Orion, last question for you. What are you reading right now? What's on your nightstand?
Oh, yes. I have this tiny book that I carry in my purse, and I only finished half of it so far. I forgot the exact name of it, but it's all about being the one. Like, you being the one. It's about ownership. It's about... instead of looking for some other people to help you or bring you up, you are the one for other people, and you're bringing them up, and you're showing up powerfully in the world. And I really like it. But another really, really powerful book that shaped my life was The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy.
Okay. Cool. We'll link to that in the show notes for sure. And we'll also link to your information so people can find you. And I just want to thank you, Orion, for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I will also like to invite your listeners to listen to my podcast as well, stellarlifepodcast.com. I would love to have you listen to that as well.
Yeah, stellarlifepodcast.com. We'll link to that in the show notes as well. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
That's it for our show today. Remember, if you need support to live your Well Woman life, head over to wellwomanlife.com/Facebook to join us. Our monthly live event, Well Woman Drinks, brings women together to share our successes and challenges as women, leaders, moms, aunts, sisters, and all the other roles we carry. If you'd like to attend a Well Woman Drinks near you, or if there isn't one in your city yet and you'd like to start one, email info@wellwomanlife.com. If you enjoyed the show, please take a moment and subscribe in iTunes and leave a review. This helps raise visibility, which is super helpful when it comes to producing the show every week. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you are listening today, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram @WellWomanLife. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.